and let's approach the author of the book for just a moment. Almighty, gracious God, that knows all things.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You know every heart.
Yes.
You know every need.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what our hearts are screaming for.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you to come in a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Break forth and let your presence be seen and felt in this place tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That every heart and every soul be warmed, uplifted by your presence.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit come.
Yes, Lord.
Unite our fellowship together with you, Lord.
Yes.
Because let us have one heart, one soul.
Yes.
And one mind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let the light shine upon us tonight.
Yeah, Lord.
The anointed word will be ours.
Yeah,
Lord. Shine upon us.
Yeah.
We ask these things for your own glory and for the upbuild of your kingdom.
Yeah, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
While you're standing, if you would, for just a minute, let me read a couple, three scriptures, then I'll let you be seated. We're back in the book of Revelation again. Yes, Anna, if you'll just get that right there. God bless you. I love my water. We're back in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. We started out here Sunday evening.
Yes.
And we're still in it. We're going to be preaching, taking one little thought. And that's out of the second verse. So we'll read the first and second verse. Then I'll let you be seated. Then we'll continue on down. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass.
Yeah.
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ in all things that he saw.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
All things that John saw.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you for standing. Amen. And like I said last night, it would be hard in five nights or six messages we started Sunday evening to even stretch the surface of all that John saw.
Yeah.
Because remember, he looked at this thing for 2 years.
Yeah.
So you can't expect me to tell it all in five nights.
Yeah.
When he was caught up and into visions for 2 years.
Yeah.
And wrote the book of Revelation.
Right.
And Jesus told him, you write.
Yeah.
Everything that you saw.
Yeah.
In other words, everything that I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Whether it's present, whether it's past,
yeah,
or whether it's future,
yeah,
write it and right, put it in the book.
All right.
And send it to the churches.
Yeah.
For our benefit.
Yeah.
And it should stimulate us to go back,
yeah,
and see what all John saw.
Yeah.
And this was all in a vision to John.
Yeah.
And it got so heavy on him, he was, yeah, so deeply moved,
yeah,
by what he saw here in this first chapter.
Yeah.
He fell at his feet as dead.
Yeah.
He couldn't, as a human being, he couldn't stand and under it.
Yeah, all right.
It moved him so, and the prophet said, there ain't no human being when this vision lets loose in full,
yeah,
can stand it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's more than your house can receive.
Yeah.
And John behold this vision.
Yeah.
But before he could get through with it all, he fell at his feet as a dead.
Yeah.
And he had to lay his right hand upon him,
yeah,
and said, raise up, John, don't you hear?
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Just get up. It's just me, John.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at. All of my attributes.
Yeah.
All that I am. That's what you're looking at, John.
Yeah.
Now, we got into it See, tonight's Tuesday night, latest night, and we had a marvelous time. And I want to just drop back to verse 13 now. Well, we got down through verse 13 and 14 and maybe 15. Uh-huh. But I want to go over some of this a little bit. And I'm sure that it'll bless you if you was here last night.
Yeah.
It'll still bless you if I just rehearsally.
Yeah.
It's so deep. It's so marvelous.
Yeah.
That it's hard for us to get it. Even though you go over it just to say it one night, you'll never get all the depths of it.
Sure enough.
And this thing so stirred me last night, I went home and it's still working on me.
Yeah, right.
And I'm back tonight, getting right back into it again.
Yeah.
And if it bless me, I'm sure it'll bless you.
Yeah.
So I want you to just listen tonight.
Praise God.
And be in prayer for me.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm a working man too. You know how the body comes in and you're kind of tired. But when the Holy Spirit comes, the anointing comes,
it'll
move with all the tiredness.
Yeah.
Gonna break every yoke.
Yeah.
And first thing you know, I'll be on my tiptoes.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost does.
Amen.
It'll make you raise up on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
I'll get so drunk that you don't even know who you are yourself. And sometimes it's good for us to lose.
Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you right.
Yeah. We slide out of dimension sometimes, but we just lose the sight of the natural thing.
Yeah.
God's made it that we can, by faith, we can move into a dimension, move right out of this dimension into a dimension.
Yeah.
Only faith by revelation can get you into.
Yeah.
Beyond the natural man.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. So we want to start at verse 13 because this is what I want to show you.
Huh.
It's a sevenfold glory of his person.
Yes. All right.
Now, if you notice, there were seven things that he showed John here.
Yeah.
I wonder why it was just seven. Seven has a meaning.
Yeah.
It's completion.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Seven is completion.
Yeah.
And he showed him seven things of his own glory, of his own person.
Yeah.
The attributes that he was going to display in this evening hour.
All right.
See, the things that John saw by vision, we are living in the reality of it now.
Amen.
See, this is what I want you to look at. This was all for our day. The sevenfold glory of his own person is what you are coming in contact with now.
Yeah.
He has changed his mask. He can play any role he wants to.
Yeah.
And every time he plays a role, he changes his mind.
Amen.
He looks like another fella, but it's the same fella.
Yeah.
All the time just changing his mind. When he's a priest, he's dressed different than he is when he's a judge.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
He was a priest. He was a prophet.
Yeah.
He is a king.
Let's get Revelation 10.
Yeah.
God bless you, my brother.
Yeah.
Well, we got some preacher to back you up tonight. Y'all in trouble out there tonight, man. You better get with me tonight.
All right.
And let me say, I don't want to
come loose now. If you want to get on out there, you go.
Yeah.
We ain't going to help you either.
Let me say this before I get started, too. I noticed I had a good friend of mine. I noticed when I come in, Sister Barney.
Amen.
It's so lifting me up to see her here tonight to come to the service.
Yeah. I want to say, God bless you, Sister Barney.
Yeah.
Taking time out to come by. And I seen this brother, I seen him just come in and look around here at the setting.
Yeah.
See, my eyes, sometimes I just get you, then I lose you, you see? But when the spirit gets high, sometimes I lose the sight of everybody.
Yeah.
I might be looking right at you and don't even see you.
Amen.
All right. That's right.
Yeah.
I get so carried away.
Yeah.
I don't want to see nothing but him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who's the author and the finish of our faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are frogs. We are pride.
Yeah.
The church world is like frogs.
Yeah.
They're looking back.
Yeah.
Is that money?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's see what in Revelation 10 and verse 1. Let's watch this. Verse 1.
All right.
This verse 1 tells us of this angel that we're reading about in chapter 1.
Amen.
Yes, amen. All right.
And notice it tells who he is. He's a covenant angel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, if you know the Old Testament, you should know who the covenant is. He never changed.
Come on. Yeah.
He's the same angel that met Moses.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was the same angel that called Moses up on the mountain.
Yeah.
He was the same angel that was in that burning bush.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
It's God himself.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Moses talked to him. Moses went up there and had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Moses had to pull his shoes off.
Yeah.
Put his shoes off, Moses.
Yeah.
On the ground, you stand on his holy ground.
Yeah.
Listen, friends.
Yeah.
It's holy ground tonight.
Yeah.
We should reverence this. We should respect this. This is nothing but God himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Listen to what he says now. I saw another mighty angel.
Yeah.
Mighty angel.
Right.
Listen to what he said. Come down from hell. Come on down.
Yeah.
Every time God's fulfilling something great, it always says he comes down.
Yeah.
He came down to Moses.
Yeah.
Let Moses go down and deliver his people. Himself before them.
Yeah.
And the voice spoke out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye
him.
It's the same fell of the night.
Yeah.
We better hear ye him. Hebrews 1 says he's that fellow. Every time that God speaks now, it's through his Son.
Yeah.
He'll never speak on this side.
Yeah.
Outside through his Son.
Yeah.
He told me to do that. That's what Moses said.
Yeah.
God should raise up a prophet like unto to me.
Yeah.
And him shall he hear.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no wonder that voice said, hear ye him. Moses told him hundreds of years before he called. Him up and he'd be just like me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was that same angel with Moses.
Yeah.
Is that right? Moses wouldn't by himself.
Yeah.
It was that angel come down and went down there with Moses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Listen, friends, you don't go alone. If God sends you, he goes with it.
Yeah.
He's never sent a man out without going with it.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
He's in you.
Yeah.
He goes with you.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, he goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? There ain't no place you can go get away from God.
Yeah.
If God comes and takes up his abode within you, he stays with you.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you.
Yeah.
I'll never forsake you.
Yeah.
I'll go all the way with you.
Yeah.
Even to the end of the world.
Yeah.
That is where.
That's
and goes. When he comes, he stays.
Amen.
That's
right.
Is that
right? Yeah.
I can't help but preach eternal security.
Yeah.
And if you hear you don't believe it, just hold your seat. You don't get God and turn him off and on. God gets you.
Yeah.
And he can't get you. He won't have it.
Yeah.
He won't let you control him.
Yeah.
He's got to control you.
Yeah.
You got to surrender. You got to let him come and take his abode of you.
Yeah.
He wants to go home with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't leave
lead you.
Yeah.
And if he can't lead you, he won't have you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Oh, my. So I saw the mighty angel come down from heaven.
Yeah.
Clothed heavenly and clothed with a cloud.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
And a rainbow was upon his head.
Yeah.
And his face was as it were the sun.
Yeah.
And his feet as pillars of fire.
Yeah.
We can read all of this in the first chapter in the book of Revelation. You can go back in Matthew the 17th chapter when he took Peter, James, and John on the mountain.
Yeah.
He transfigured himself.
Yeah.
His face shone as it was a sun.
Yeah.
John recorded in the first chapter of Revelation as his candles shined in his full strength as a sun.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he was up on the mountain.
Yeah.
What did he say? You won't even see death until you see the kingdom come with his power.
Yeah.
He talked about that, showing what it'd be in the end time.
Yeah.
Is that right? Showing what it'd be like in the end of garment all.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that garment.
Yeah.
The same that John saw in Revelation. Why?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what they see. You won't even taste of death. They can see the Son of Man coming in power, in his glory, in the cloud. Is that right? They stood there, and you know what happened to them? It knocked them out. They fell on their face, just like John did in Revelation. Wow. Is that right?
Amen.
He had to lay his hand upon them.
Yeah.
It seems
right.
It's in job.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it
right,
boys? It's just me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Is it right? Every time he didn't tell them it's just me.
Yeah.
They would see him everything else.
Yeah.
But he said it's just me.
Yeah.
You notice they see Moses.
Yeah.
They see Elijah.
Yeah.
For just a moment.
Yeah.
They got excited.
Yeah.
Peter wanted to start some denominations.
Yeah.
He said it's true and first to be here.
Yeah.
Let us build 3,000 in
life.
He said, no, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give you another dip of this.
Yeah.
He said, no, no, no.
Yeah.
The next time they saw him,
they
saw no man but Jesus.
Oh,
they didn't talk about no 2 or 3 cows. It was just 1 cow.
They
mean that's you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
We don't need to see nothing but Jesus. Trouble the church world, they see too many gods.
All right.
Is that right? They're in pews. They're bad. Is that right? They don't know what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
He comes to judge the world.
Yeah,
it's all right.
only come in this day and showed himself. He was dressed as a judge. That's what I want to show you here in a minute in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. He was dressed like a judge. He had a white wig on. He had a robe down to his feet. Out in the ancient days of old, when the judges would come out, they would be held like white, white as snow, showing their wisdom, showing their maturity, showing they had to meet divine judgment. That's why the judges of old dressed. And when Jesus come in Revelation 1, he was dressed with a white wig. Is that right? He had a robe on down to his feet, a girdle about his pants, around his shoulder. The girdle had moved from his waist, from the priest, to the judge of higher. Showing divine judgment was in hell. Sin has to be judged. Sin has to be dealt with.
Amen.
And he's the only one can do it because he is the wisdom of God. He's the righteousness of God. In St. John, I quoted, I think, last night, 5 and verse 22. The Father committed all judgment unto the Son. Amen. He's going to judge the world. Is that right? It's all in the Son. That's who John seen in Revelation 1. It was the Son of Man.
Amen.
Is that right? Happening in this day. How close are we? We're looking for the coming of the Lord. Before he comes, he appears. Is that right? You don't want to miss his appearing. He's promised to appear first. Is that right? Those that see him in his appearing, is that right? Shall be lacking. You better behold him. But truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. He will appear through Elijah, the prophet. Before he comes, he appears in flesh. Is that right? He speaks to us and shows that he is the divine judge. Is that right?
Amen.
So we see here, see, he had his head. His face was as it were the sun. Same as the Mount of Transfiguration. Is it right? You know your Bible?
The
17th chapter of Matthew. In the 16th chapter of life verse, he said, do not seek death until you see him coming with power. And he dropped on down in the 17th chapter, and he called Peter and James and John. Said, let's take a trip. I'm going to fulfill this scripture. I told you there'd some be standing here that wouldn't even taste of death until they've seen him coming in his power, in his glory. He said, let's take a trip, boys. I'm getting ready to leave here, but I got to fulfill the scripture. I told you there'd be some standing here that won't even taste death until they see him coming. They took him up on the mountain and transfigured himself before him, and they fell out of him. I'm quite sure when you see him, in that way you'll fall out on him. He's laid his hand upon us to deliver us out. He said, arise. I am he. I was dead, now alive. Pray over it, Lord. He's got to tell you that. He's not a dead God. He's alive. Chapter. Is he telling us that tonight? He said, I'm not a denominational God. I'm not priest. He said, I'm still the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's who he is now. Is that right?
Amen.
Notice now. And he had in his hand a little book. I want you to notice. John, write everything you see.
That's right.
John here, over here in Revelation, I'm skipping some of drop back. John over here, he said when he come down, he had a book. And you notice here, he said it's open. Not even closed.
11th chapter of Revelation to the 10th chapter,
yeah.
It got open.
Yeah.
In the 5th chapter, I can read it was a closed book,
yeah.
Sealed with seven seals.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Tell me
right.
Told John,
yeah.
About the book.
Yeah.
John wept because there's no man,
yeah.
In heaven or earth,
yeah.
Right. Was able to come and take the book.
Yeah.
List the seals.
Yeah.
Oh, look thereon.
Come on.
Nobody. John wept. Somebody didn't raise up.
Yeah.
We'd all be lost.
Yeah.
But the voice told him, look around.
Yeah.
Here come the line, the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
He has prevailed the tongue.
Yeah.
And opened the book.
Yeah.
And there was the seal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when John turned to see a lion, he saw a lion.
Yeah.
And it had been slain.
Yeah. Foundation of the world.
Is that right? This before the foundation of the world, your name was recorded. Before the foundation of the world, it's your life. You can't get away from it. You are his attributes. You are his thoughts. You are his genes. You are his word. And go to the ocean,
yeah.
Dip it in, I'll get everything that an ocean is.
Yeah.
If that's one glass,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Everything's in it, I'll get it in there.
Yeah. Church world, yeah.
We the pride,
yeah.
We the word,
yeah.
That's all I can speak is what I am,
yeah.
I'm told I am,
yeah.
His righteousness,
yeah.
Yeah. Is that what Paul said?
Yeah.
We are the righteousness of God,
yeah.
You know what his righteousness is,
yeah.
It's W-O-R-D,
yeah.
Church world, please.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
There ain't no word out there.
Yeah.
It's dead denominational creed.
Yeah.
It's man of another day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got worms in it.
Yeah.
If you eat it, you'll die.
Yeah.
Is that right? They said, well, we eat the manna back there,
yeah.
In the wilderness. He said, but every one of you is dead.
Yeah.
If you eat it, you are dead.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is he right?
Yeah.
He's going to have fresh manna.
Yeah.
You've got to get manna for the day that you live in.
Yeah.
Israel had to go out 7 days,
yeah.
And bring in fresh bread each day.
Yeah.
They could not keep it over to the next day.
Yeah.
And they had to bring enough in to feed them.
Yeah.
And if they had anything left over, they had to burn it.
Yeah.
From another day,
yeah.
You find your day and your hour.
Yeah.
And eat that manna.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be Baptist. That's why you can't be Pentecostal.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be anything.
Yeah.
You gotta be the Word.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't no Baptist going.
Yeah.
you got in Christ for it.
Yeah.
It's nothing but the word.
Yeah.
It's
the word.
Yeah. That's how it counts to be the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just hold on. You know that's the truth. No, he's coming after a bride.
Yeah.
He's coming after a church.
Yeah.
Without spot or wrinkle. Without greed.
Yeah.
Without dog.
Yeah.
Without touch to man.
Yeah.
This church will be God handled.
Yeah.
Any man-made creed.
Yeah.
You get any denomination to hold that in, it's a man-made creed.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
God
Almighty.
That's the truth.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
You don't reach the bride. I don't care where she's come from or what walk of life she come tell us. There's enough in her when she hears the truth.
Yeah.
I don't care if you cut her to the heart.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're Baptist when I say Baptist ain't going. You don't get mad.
Yeah.
You raise up an identity from the word.
Yeah.
You don't identify with your Baptist. You identify with
the word.
If you're the elect, you say, boy, oh,
yeah.
We know what it takes.
Yeah.
Get through the word. The word.
Yeah.
Be it's in them season.
Yeah.
And out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove.
Yeah.
Renew.
Yeah.
All long suffering and nothing.
Yeah.
For the time will
yeah.
come to you. They will endure all now.
Amen.
Shall
amen.
Baptist won't endure sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Pentecost won't endure sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness won't endure sound doctrine.
Yeah.
But the bride of Christ will.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Is that
right?
We want to get it right.
Oh, yeah.
They were one body.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying Baptist ain't going.
Yeah.
Pentecost ain't going.
Uh-huh.
It's a body going.
Yeah.
It's a body ministry.
Oh,
many members.
Yeah.
But one body.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be Jews, Gentiles, bond to free.
Oh, yeah.
You're all made to drink of the self-same spirit.
Yeah.
That does away with Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians.
Uh-huh.
That just makes a body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you're preaching any more than a body, you're preaching a creed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
If you're preaching a Baptist, you got a creed.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it makes you false.
Yeah. That's right.
Lord.
But if you preach a body and tell them there ain't nothing going but the body, and it's a word body, it's not a denominational body.
Yeah.
It's word always.
Yeah.
That you can say the church was really filled. That was on the original day of Pentecost. Back there in the upper room. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them others. It's promised that that seed would go in. But God would bring it back out again. And he would refill her with the same thing.
Yeah.
He said Acts 2 and 4.
Yeah.
If you want to look at I'll go ahead and check that. But that's where he's at.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And you know when you get it filled once, and you come and fill it again, you call it a refill.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But it's really another filling, but it's called the refill. You refill that again of the same thing.
Yeah.
And when I get filled up, I got the same thing they had the first time.
Yeah.
Is it right? Yeah. Is it back to the first day?
Yeah.
Is it back to our apostolic fathers?
Yeah.
Our forefathers that come out of there and turn every city upside down.
Yeah.
This angel come down in the upper room.
Yeah.
see where the bride is different?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't you see where she never says we're Baptists?
Uh-huh.
You ain't never hear me say I'm a Baptist.
Uh-huh.
You ain't never hear me say I'm Pentecost.
Uh-huh.
You ain't never hear me say I'm anything but the bride of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm a Bible-believing Christian.
Yeah.
And they was called that in Antioch.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? The first time they was called Christians was in Antioch.
Yeah.
They were supposed to keep saying that.
Yeah.
But they changed their names.
Yeah.
They're Rome.
Yeah.
They're Baptists.
Yeah.
They're Methodists.
Yeah.
They're Presbyterian.
Right.
Amen. You got a name that you didn't live, but you're dead. Is that right?
Yeah.
That means you're dead.
Yeah.
System.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not here to pull your system. I'm here to turn down the system.
Yeah.
Your system is from the pit.
Yeah.
Don't you ever be proud of it.
Uh-huh.
If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you won't hold to a system.
Yeah.
You will curse a system.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's why I know how to check it.
Yeah.
I throw it on you sometimes to see how you act.
Yeah.
I want to check and see where you got it.
Yeah.
If you get mad at me for saying that, you don't have it.
Yeah.
That's the way I know you don't have it.
Yeah.
You must lie down and identify with the word of God itself.
Yeah. All right. All right.
And I'll throw it out there sometimes to see what kind of spirit you got in.
Yeah.
That's why I rub you sometimes to see how you're going to act.
Yeah.
I want to see what side you're on.
Yeah.
If you're here tonight, you get mad because I say they nothing but Baptists, then you're dead as they are.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
I told you they're not going.
Right.
There's not a denomination on the face of the earth that's going.
Right.
But the bride itself, his wife has made herself
ready.
It's the bride, the wife, by the way of the message, has made herself ready.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is she ready?
Yeah.
Do you believe she's ready?
Yeah.
Do you believe she knows it?
Yeah.
Do you believe she's united?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be here. You can't unite with somebody.
Yeah.
He can't even unite to Methodist, Baptist. United to the Word.
He that has the Son has life.
Yeah.
He that has not the Son has no life.
Amen.
He didn't say he that belonged to a Baptist had life.
Right.
You don't read that.
Right. All right.
You know what I read about that? That's a blaspheme of name.
Amen.
I read that book in Revelation that John called it a blaspheme of name.
Thank you.
Name's a blasphemy.
Every time
you pin that on you, you're pinning the blasphemer's name on
you. Yeah.
John saw a problem.
Yeah.
John saw the whore.
Yeah.
John saw her daughters.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that right? All the Johnsons is a daughter of the whore.
Yeah.
Every Johnson come out of the wrong.
Amen. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Ooh,
oh, Lord.
Tell me where Luther come from.
All right.
Out of Rome.
Because
he was called to be a shining light.
Right.
But when they denominated Luther, didn't nominate him. Wesley come on the scene, he bypassed the Lutherans.
Yeah.
He didn't even come to the Lutherans. He didn't even identify with the Lutherans. He knew that was a blaspheme of name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every measure that moved on the scene wouldn't identify with no denomination.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He stayed free from the denomination.
Yeah.
That proved that he was a man of God. Show me any of these seven men where they ever tied themselves up to denomination. They stayed free from it. It was the people after they died to denominate it. They called themselves Presbyterians.
Right.
Called themselves Lutherans.
Yeah.
itself Methodist, called itself Baptist, but the real forefathers didn't do it. It was a dead bunch that done it.
That's right.
It was the so-called fathers.
I hope you're not there.
That's more.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to this now, then I'm going to jump back over here in the first chapter for just a minute.
Amen.
And he had in his hand a little book open.
Oh, yeah.
And he set his right foot upon the sea.
Yeah.
And his left foot upon the earth.
Yeah.
And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared.
Yeah.
And when he had cried,
yeah,
seven thunders uttered their voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when the seven thunders had uttered the voices, that's John now.
Yeah.
Was about to write.
Yeah.
Remember, he's already told, write everything he saw.
Yeah.
Right.
I will not, and he was going to right here.
Yeah.
But watch how the angel stopped him.
Yeah.
He was told, now, well, watch this, I'm going to show you something right here. He come right down, and John had his pen.
Yeah.
He was looking right at it.
Yeah.
Seeing it. Was fixing right.
Yeah.
He said, hold it, holy God.
Yeah.
I got some right here. I know what you're right.
Yeah.
Hold this up to the end time.
Yeah.
All right.
And when the end time comes, I'll send a man.
Yeah.
And he'll have the spirit of Elijah upon him.
Yeah.
He'll have the same spirit that John the Baptist had upon him.
Yeah.
Sometime we jump at John the Baptist.
Yeah.
John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah upon him.
Yeah.
He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
Yeah. Right.
Another man, but the spirit of Elijah was upon him. He was promised in this Bible to have another man like John with the same spirit upon him. And he would rebuke every Jezebel just like John did.
That's right.
He would rebuke every system. He told it's not your law when you'd have your brother's wife. John got his head cut off. A real prophet always rebukes. Hold still, John was a real prophet. Spirit of Elijah upon him, which was none other but the Spirit of God itself.
He would just call the Spirit of Elijah to identify in the Scripture. But they ain't one Spirit. So they had to have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of God.
Yeah.
It was called the Elijah Spirit.
That's
to identify.
Yeah.
That's right. And it said the Elijah Spirit would come five times. And that's why we've got to keep up the book to find out when he's supposed to come for us.
Yeah.
See, if you go along and say, I'm serving God, I've been belonging to a Baptist 50 years. Have you met Elijah?
All right.
Have you met John? Have you met your John?
Yeah.
Have you met your Elijah this day?
Yeah.
Has he said, behold the Lamb of God, not behold my Methodist, not behold my Baptist, not behold my Pentecostal, but behold the Word, behold the Lamb, behold the prophet.
When the prophet come in this day, you know what he done? He screamed out as John did, to behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. He's in your midst again. Raise up and unite with him. This is Matthew 25 at the midnight hour. The crowd is there.
At the darkest hour. Matthew 25 was prophecy to be fulfilled in this day.
Amen.
Revelation 10 that I read you was prophecy to be fulfilled in this hour. Revelation 10 of that sevenfold glory of this one person was prophecy to be fulfilled in this day. All of these things that he saw, when I'm telling you, he said, didn't write. He told him, hold it till this day.
Amen.
Seal it up.
Yeah.
Then you tell Daniel, just close it up. Till the end time.
Yeah.
her Methodist, her Baptist, her Presbyterian, and she'll come back to the atonement of the word.
If I can't see you to get a hold of that, there ain't no rapture for you.
That's right. Yeah.
You'll have to wait till the second load.
That's right.
And go and be judged and see where your battle's out then.
Yeah.
The first load, there's no condemnation waiting. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
Paul said that we're in Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ.
Yeah.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Yeah.
There ain't no judgment waiting for you, Brian.
Right.
Judgment waiting for those rejectors.
Yeah.
Those who couldn't get with the full word.
Yeah.
The foolish virgins and the rejectors.
Yeah.
And that's what the judgment's waiting for. There ain't no judgment for you.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about this judgment angel coming down.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about his feet being his
cross.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about his garments shining as white as you.
Yeah.
He's the one I want to see.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I know he's my judge. I'm going to go with him to help judge. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Yeah.
He's my attorney.
Yeah.
He's my judge.
Yeah.
He's my everything.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry when I get the judge on my side.
Yeah.
Come
on.
That's right.
All right.
The judge ain't going to condemn me.
Yeah.
He's my attorney.
Yeah.
He tells the judge, let me go free.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll be both of the same fellow.
Let's see what he saw.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 13 was God.
Yeah.
Ananias, and he was clothed with a virtue. I'm going to back on up here a little bit. Let me back on up here. I want you to leave at least the 12th verse. I want to miss this. Same thing in John. Saw his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, Revelation 1 saw his eyes as a flame of fire.
Yeah.
Well, watch over here now what you're going to say.
Yeah.
His eyes was as a flame of fire.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And on his head were many crowns.
Yeah.
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Yeah.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
Yeah.
And his name is called what?
The Word of God.
Amen.
Is that what he is?
Amen.
What are you?
Oh, amen.
What is your name?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Amen.
Whatever his name is, that's what my name is.
Amen.
If he's the Word, that's what I am.
Amen.
Name is called the Word of God. The arm is where? What?
In heaven.
In heaven.
Yeah.
Father and what?
Him.
Up on what?
White
horses.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Listen now. Clothed with fine linen, white and clean.
Yeah.
Out of his mouth. Here's what I want to get.
Yeah.
Same thing as Revelation 1 said.
Yeah.
Right. He had a sharp sword. Oh,
yeah.
That was one of his attributes.
Yeah.
He was going to display it at the end time.
Yeah.
Up here, he's going to smack the nations with it.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that right? When he comes to the judge, he's going to smack the nations with a rod of lard.
Yeah. Amen.
All at the end time.
Yeah.
Listen to what he said.
Oh,
a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
Yeah.
And he treadeth the winepresses of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God.
Yeah.
And he had it on his veteran on his thigh, and name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes. Amen. That's our God.
You know what he's been? Mm-hmm. He's been prophet, priest, and king.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
He's already displayed his prophet.
Yeah.
He's already displayed priest.
Yeah.
He comes this time as the king.
Yeah.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
That's at the end time.
Yeah.
That's
is that right?
Yeah.
Now let's go back to Revelation 1, and I gotta close.
That's right,
I gotta close. If it ain't so perfect,
yeah.
All right, it's all the way through the Bible.
Yeah.
I ain't told you much about what John saw yet.
Yeah.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
What John saw.
Yeah.
And I hope you stay around until tomorrow night and the next night, a few other nights. I'm going to tell you more about what John saw.
Yeah.
John even saw you first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
John even heard your name.
Yes.
John even looked to the book with his open soul, his name.
Amen.
He started shouting so loud everything in heaven and earth heard him holler.
Yeah.
He was so excited.
Yeah.
Because the book got open.
Amen.
And when it got open, he seen his name was in there.
Yeah.
That was there before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
But if he knew that book didn't get open, he was lost.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because somebody
had
to come and open that book.
That's right.
And claim it.
Yeah.
Because remember when Adam fell?
Yeah.
The book went back to the original owner.
Yeah.
The book went back to God.
Yeah.
It had been laying there in his hand for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Who was that sitting on the throne?
Yeah.
That was God.
Oh, yeah.
And who was that coming as a slain lamb?
All right.
Jesus came and took the book.
Yeah.
He's the only one who could do it. He become flesh and blood.
Yeah.
That he could take the judgment upon himself.
Yeah.
That's why he told Moses to make a serpent out of brass and hang it upon the pole.
Yeah.
And if the children of Israel would look at it, they should live.
Yeah.
It's showing that the divine judgment was brass. Is that
right?
And it already fell upon sin. Sin was already judged.
Yeah.
And if they could look at that serpent, they would live.
Yeah.
That only typified the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus come and tug on flesh and tug your judgment.
That's right.
And you can be free.
Yeah.
All you got to do is look on it and live.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you don't look at it, your sin will go and he will judge you there for sin.
Thank you.
Sin has to be judged, dealt with here or there.
That's right.
Sin has to be dealt with.
Right.
waiting.
Yeah.
John said we pass from death unto life.
Amen.
There's no condemnation waiting.
That means there's no judgment.
Amen.
You pass. You know what that means, right? You're free. You're free from it. Don't you ever worry about the judgment.
No.
Only way you'll ever be there is be heaven judge.
Yeah.
You ain't going to a judgment to be judged.
Yeah.
You're going to hell judge.
Yeah.
That's the only way that I want to be. I'm invited to go there.
Yeah.
He needs me there.
Yeah.
Because in the first chapter he heard my voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Voice of minty water.
Amen.
Those many waters, Revelation 17 and verse 15, is people, nations, and tongues.
Yeah.
You know what the prophet said it was? It's the bride through all ages.
Yeah.
Will stand there as a voice sounding out. They preach to the age they lived in. They'll be judged by that voice for that day.
Yeah. Yes,
is that right?
Yes,
every faithful minister, every laity, everybody's ever been a witness, your voice is recorded.
Yeah.
And it will sound out at that day against the wicked.
Amen.
They can't get away. They will hear us again.
Amen.
Your voice ain't been silent. Your voice is put on a magnetic tape there.
Yeah.
Every message you ever preached, every soul that you ever witnessed to, there's been a tape made of it.
Yeah.
And it'll sound out of the day of judgment.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What a people we ought to be. That's why when you preach, brothers, preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to judge the world.
Yeah.
Paul said they'd be judged by my gospel.
Yeah.
Paul knew he preached nothing but the word.
Yeah.
He could stand up there and say the world would be judged by the gospel that I preach.
Amen.
I can stand and say that tonight. Because I'm preaching the same gospel.
Yes, sir.
They ain't the one gospel.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
One true gospel.
One gospel.
One gospel.
That's one.
Oh, don't you see how all the nations will be standing before us? And they're going to hear the voices as a sound of many waters. Millions times millions brides will ring out that day. And everyone that you ever witnessed to will stand there and look at you.
Yeah.
And how to hear you say they didn't receive it.
Right.
Step right over here to the Lord. Depart from me. Listen, it's all really one voice.
Yeah.
Because remember, you don't have no voice.
Right.
It's his voice that you
have.
Can you see it?
Voice.
See, that's why it was a voice of minty water. It was minty people, but one voice. And each one of us has got nothing but the voice of Jesus Christ. If you've got your own voice, you're in trouble. Is that right?
In
Revelation 22, the Spirit and the Bride sit strong.
Amen.
See, why, she is his voice.
Amen.
And when she calls this day, it's not her calling, it's him to her.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now I want to read Revelation 13, 14, and 15, and down to 17. Now I'm going to close. And everything I have said comes right back to this Revelation 1.
Amen.
You go back in Numbers 21, when he told Moses, when the children come to Moses, and crying to Moses, said, these serpents bite us, and we can't live. We're dying. And he went to God. God said, Moses, make a serpent. And then make it out of brass.
Those
had to be out of brass. Brass represents divine judgment. That is already. Look at that, you shall live. And said, Moses, put it on a pole. Let's see where they got enough in them to look up at that
pole
and ride that serpent.
Showing
that judgment had already been met and dealt with. Is
that's
that
right?
When Jesus came, he took our judgment. Is that right upon himself? He became our sin. Is that right? A man that knew no sin. He took my sins upon him.
Amen.
Didn't he? That a judgment.
Amen.
But I was judged in him.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful.
Yeah.
When it all was passed upon him, I was free.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's why you have come flesh and blood.
Yes, sir.
Bought at the land.
Amen. We was bought.
Yes.
Bought with a price.
Yes.
How can a bride that's totally sinless, perfected, ever have to stand and be judged?
Amen.
When they ain't a blot, spot or blemish on you.
Amen.
When you're perfect one end of the other.
Yeah.
Amen. You like that?
Sure.
Okay. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment, there it is, down to his foot, and a girt about his paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, same as a mountain of transfiguration.
Yeah.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Yeah.
Means he was displeased. Yeah. But that's him coming in this end time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was him coming up here after the 2,000 years has passed by us.
Yeah.
The seven church ages, God's already dealt with them. They're gone. They're over.
Yeah.
He's not the mediator now.
No.
And I wish I had time to get into that.
Yeah.
Denomination's still looking for him and praying for him and making intercession, and he's not even there.
Yeah, that's right.
He's moved from there.
Yeah.
Mercy's moved.
Yeah.
No mercy there now.
Yeah.
That's come the judgment seat now.
Amen.
He only was sprinkled seven times. Remember?
Yeah.
The mercy seat was sprinkled seven times.
Right.
Seven spirits was there.
Yeah.
Seven spirits went forth in the mercy seat.
Yeah.
And when the life spirit went forth, mercy moved from there and came down here.
That's right.
Mercy came down with this judgment angel.
Yes, sir.
In 1963, judgment struck this earth.
Yeah.
Temporal judgment struck this earth.
Yeah.
The final judge of all heaven and earth come down, had his picture taken. After the Truth on the Mountain, we showed the picture here last night.
Yes.
That they took it. It's in the magazine, is that right?
That's right.
You can pull it out.
Yes, sir.
May the world testify of it.
Yes.
May the cloud with seven angels come down because there's seven spirits in Revelation 1 right here in verse 4 and 5. You can read of seven spirits. Those seven spirits came down in angel forms.
Yeah.
And out there in Tucson, Arizona Mountain, 1963.
Oh,
and come down, and William Branham was up in that mountain. They come down in a pyramid form.
Right.
And they come down and pull William Branham. He said he stood up, looked like my highest building. They took him up in that pyramid form. They told him to come back to Jeffersonville, Indiana, and the seals would be open to him.
Amen.
The one that had come and took the book had come down.
Amen.
Remember, I read to you 10, the book was open.
Yes,
in the fifth chapter, he come and took the book.
Amen.
And he come down here in 1963. And he made the world take his picture.
Right.
When it went back up, those seven angels made this one angel a wig.
Yes, right.
A white wig, and he spread it out, that cloud spread it out for 27 miles wide and 30 miles high.
Uh-huh.
It made a fog, a white cloud that they took picture. They didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
But William Branham was standing in the mountain where it come down to him. He seen him leave. And he would leave. It made him a wig that he could fulfill Revelation of vision to him.
One
uh-huh.
white wig.
Yeah.
And the world took the picture.
Amen.
Sinus studied that.
Yes, sir.
Don't know why.
That's right.
And
amen.
No plane, nothing to make moisture that high.
No.
Yeah. So what happened, they still don't know.
Yeah.
And you know what the prophet said? Don't even tell them, they won't believe it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
All right. But his bride will.
Amen. Amen.
You know what the prophet said? He said that was Revelation 10. That's Revelation 1. That was that mighty angel coming down.
Yeah.
He said he made the heavens testify to him first.
Amen.
He always does that.
Amen. Yes, he does.
And he reveals it to us.
Uh-huh.
But he made the world, heavens testify.
Yeah.
That was him. Clothed with the white. Those seven spirits, those seven angels come down. You know what it represented? The church ages was over.
Yes,
sir. See, seven means completion.
That's right.
I read over here Revelation 10 when he stepped out, one foot upon the land.
Yes.
And one upon the sea.
Yes.
And he swore with a loud voice.
Yes.
Time shall be no more.
Amen.
That was 1963.
Amen.
Time was no more.
Yeah.
No means church age time
is
done.
That's
creation
right.
time is still
That's
there.
Right.
But he was talking about 7-day church age.
Yes.
Lay your seal
yes,
was the last church age.
Amen.
That's what we were in. We come out of lay your seal, every one of us.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That way we was wretched, blind, miserable. Poor, naked, and know thee not.
Amen.
That's the condition when this angel come down, he found all of us in.
Amen.
And you know what he said? He cried out in Revelation 18 and verse 4. her place.
Amen.
Amen.
And since 1963 up till the night,
right.
They have been coming from all walks of life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Back to one message.
That's right.
That's right.
Back to one word. Back to he himself.
Amen.
That she can get the wedding garment on now.
Yes, that's right.
Go to a supper. Go there. Married here, a supper there.
Right.
United with the word here. And go to a supper there.
Yeah.
Then from there on her honeymoon.
Yeah.
Is that way a marriage always tight?
Yeah.
Married, supper, honeymoon.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
See? He drops down the mid-hour to come to pull us to the marriage supper.
Yeah.
When you unite with him here spiritually,
amen.
When he appears, you shall see him as he is.
Amen.
And you shall be like him.
Yeah.
Oh, friends, we've seen him. Don't you let nobody tell you we ain't seen him. Hey, we've seen him in his word.
Amen.
Is that right? God is the word.
Amen.
Right. We're getting ready to go to a supper.
Yes, Lord.
John saw it all.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
So here he had. Now, watch this here. Talking about his head.
Was hair was white like wool. As white as snow.
Yeah.
Them angels, we got the picture.
Huh.
And that just a solid white around his head.
Yeah.
And when you get a good picture, you turn up, you can see his nose, you can
That's
see his
true.
Eyes.
Yes.
And that hole yes. around his head.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it to the world and make them testify. And the prophet said that was our Lord Jesus that there come down.
Amen.
This day and said he didn't come down as a lamb, he come down as a judge.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
As a lion, the Amen. Tribe
That's
of
right.
Judah
That's right.
has prevailed.
Yes.
To open the book
uh-huh.
and to loose the seals
yes.
with the end time, friends.
Amen.
Don't you play church no more.
That's right.
You get out of your system.
Yes.
You get back to the word. Don't you let them programs hold you.
That's right.
They'll program and program. They'll make you this and make you that. Entice you. There's nothing but an enticing spirit.
Amen. Yes.
Lord, you don't have time to let bride. You shell out and come to the word of God.
Amen.
Your life and your talent and everything you got to this message.
Amen.
Let the world know that you identify with this.
Yeah.
What was a husband come for you for the wife to identify with you? Is that right? She takes his name. She takes everything he is. Is that right?
Yeah.
She's not in time.
Yeah.
Now I've got to close here. So here he said his feet were like fine brass.
Yeah.
Not dwell on that last night. I don't have time much, but I'd show you it represents divine judgment.
Yes.
It shows he was a judge.
Yeah.
He was tried in the fiery furnace. Is that right?
Yeah.
He come through, didn't he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They yes, did nothing any harder than brass.
That's right.
They had been nothing they could find, even glory of brass, the temper of the brass.
That's right.
And that's why I said his feet was like brass. He come through the fiery furnace.
Yes.
He was tried.
Yes.
He was tested.
Yes.
He overcome everything.
Yes.
He overcome death.
Yes.
He overcome hell.
Yes.
He overcome the grave.
Yes. Yes.
And he walked through the fiery furnace.
Yes, he did.
And come out not a smell.
Right.
That was our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Back there.
Yeah.
Said we see the fourth one.
Yeah.
And says, lying the Son of Man.
That's right.
Yeah. That's who he was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Same one that John saw.
That's
there.
Right. Yeah.
Same
Amen.
One.
Same one.
Was back there.
Same one.
Loving your wife. Same one.
Same one.
Amen.
Amen.
In his right hand.
Amen.
Seven stars. I want you to notice that we're going to talk on that a little bit tomorrow. I will go from there. But I want to read to you.
Yeah.
In his circle, this the sevenfold glory of his person.
Yeah.
And I want to read the last one, then we'll show you here. He said, and he has seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
Yeah.
I read that in the 19th chapter, too.
Yeah.
He sword in the Hebrews.
That's right.
The word of God is sharper. Who is that? That's he himself.
Yeah. Amen.
The word is nothing but he himself.
That's right.
Amen. Is that right? He's always got a sword.
Amen.
What does his pride have?
Huh.
What does Paul have? The sword.
That's right. Yeah.
Take the sword of the Spirit,
Amen.
Which is the word of God,
the word.
And cut everything out of your way.
Right.
Cut sin,
right.
Cut disease.
Amen.
But when he come, he pull out right down in the heart,
That's
he pull out sin.
Right.
Pull out disease.
Yeah.
And made them whole.
Amen.
Is that
right?
That's a word that's on earth.
Yes.
All right. You can reach right down in there. I don't care what's wrong with you.
Right.
Set you free.
Amen. Amen.
That
Amen.
Word is your tonight. That word
Amen.
Can reach deep down in your heart. I don't care what's wrong with you. He can reach down the knife and set you free.
Yes.
That word will
right.
go right down and separate the spirit from the soul.
Yes.
It is a divider, is that right?
Uh-huh.
thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen. Hey, every time you say, I've got sin, I've got a disease, let that word go down there tonight. Amen. If you'll give him a channel by faith, he'll drop down there tonight and you won't have no sin.
Amen.
You won't have no diseases.
Right.
He come to set free. He come to deliver.
Yes.
You don't have to go away from here sick.
That's
you're
right.
Going to have to go away here with sin.
That's right.
You can be set free tonight.
Amen.
Behold, he's in your midst.
Amen. That's right.
You can be set free.
Amen.
Your vow can only believe all things are possible.
Amen.
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 I'm closing.
Amen.
God help us. There's nothing there tomorrow night. I want to deal with the seven stars. I want to deal with the seven candlesticks.
Amen.
And we might deal with him on the sword and how his countenance face shines as the sun.
Amen.
In his full strength.
Amen.
Oh my. Did Paul say it would come from glory to glory to glory back to his original? You know what the glory is? Nothing but his light.
Amen.
When his candle shined as the light of the sun day at the full strength, that was his glory. He was the glory of God.
Yes.
And his glory shined out through him.
All right.
What are we tonight? The glory.
Amen.
We are his word.
Yes.
Amen.
Light has come.
Yes.
But men love darkness.
Yeah.
Love the light.
Yeah.
They call the deeds wrong.
Yeah.
But friends, light cometh without darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to go in here with darkness.
Uh-uh. No,
and if you would desire,
yeah,
I would pray for you.
Yeah.
I know where I stand.
Yeah.
I know what you'll do if you believe.
Right.
I don't make myself nothing. I don't even do this already.
Right.
But I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know he told me about your sweet word.
Yes.
Ask anything.
Right.
In his name.
Yeah.
And he'll hear me.
Yeah.
I'm a believer, friends.
Yeah.
I'll be back and rebuke his diseases.
Yeah.
I mean, he was here. He got this.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm the same yesterday.
That's right.
Today and forever. And I changed not.
Yes.
I am God.
Amen.
And I change that.
Amen.
Then the devil can hold you if you believe tonight.
Amen.
Then the devil, I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just a whisper of a prayer. He has to go.
Amen.
If thou cannot believe.
Amen.
That's where I stand within the night. I don't preach like this with the devil run me. He don't run me.
Amen.
I challenge in the night.
Yeah.
He's got to go. Is that right?
Yeah.
But until Moses, don't cry. Why cry? Speak.
Yeah.
Speak and go forward. When it comes to the river that Pharaoh that was upon him, he began to cry. God rebuked him, said, don't cry. Why cry? Speak. Speak to it. It'll roll back. Fall on your own dry land. You don't have to cry. Pray, you don't have to pray.
Right.
Speak or I'm shaking off.
Amen.
Tell him to get gone.
Yeah.
You don't want him around.
Right.
Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you.
Amen. That's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever heard a man speak like this man?
Amen.
Thank God for
that.
Amen.
Amen. I'm speaking the truth.
Amen.
I know the truth.
All right. She knows the truth.
Did you say you shall know the truth?
Say it, Sister Bones.
The truth shall make you free.
Amen.
See, I'm a witness tonight.
All right.
I know he's so.
Amen.
God for him, and I love him. I love him dearly. I just wish I could be with him at all times. Maybe that time will come. I don't know.
Amen.
I know he's a true man of God.
Amen.
He speaks the truth. Anybody that bold have to be a bold. You know, Jesus said, be bold as well.
Uh-huh.
And harmless as thou.
Uh-huh.
You see the love of God in him.
Amen.
Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them.
Amen. You shall know them.
Yeah, the churches have the fruits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'll be back tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I just want you to know tonight, it is well with my soul. I think B flats.
That's what the brother says.
Deepus.
With peace like a river.
I feel that the art of the heart for safety.
At chill my way. When sorrow I see,
oh, yes.
Pillow grow.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What?
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
You can't deal with it.
All right. get together.
Yeah.
My mind stands still, though.
Oh,
look at the clock. You start at 9 o'clock, you can stop. Clock is 3. I don't know if y'all ever had them kind.
All right.
Get to talking that holy stuff with other people.
I know.
Oh, yes.
And you look at the clock, you might start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you look back at it, it's, oh, my God, it's 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I really
don't know. It'll happen. It'll happen. You get to shout and get to pray to God. Forget about time. If you're trying to help somebody and gonna time it, you ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all know that? Right. Well, I can give you 10 minutes. You might as well hang up right there. You ain't gonna do no good.
Yeah, you're limited to God.
That's right.
God doesn't work on your time. He works his time.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You tired, but you can't.
Man, we'll have time tonight.
Amen.
We'll be tired.
We'll have time tonight.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
We just thank God.
Lord. He's so real.
We just thank him for all of you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just praying for you.
Thank you.
Somebody that you pass by that you know need the word.
Tell them.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible says.
Never know.
The Bible said, go into the hidden highway.
That's right.
That's right.
Compel me to tell them.
That's what he said.
Tell them.
Amen.
That the table is for you.
Amen.
And the feast of the Lord is going on.
It's worth everything to us.
Amen.
His life.
And his word, because he ain't got the word.
You can't make it without
right,
it.
That's the truth.
Praise God. Jesus. Come on, let's do as we've been doing.
All right.
Praise God. And if anyone have anything to give, then this they can. We would appreciate it.
Amen.
We would appreciate whatever you do.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord. You're so rich, Lord.
Woke up this morning with my mind.
Thank you.